Okay, we are. Do I have the Shulchan Aruch in front of you? The sheet with the Shulchan Aruch. So we're still in Sif Aleph. Let's just go over what we learned last week. Also, his Yachidim Erva Me Araya Spends Kena Ben Yolda Shadova Zegorim Legalis Erva. So also Midaraisa. He doesn't say the word Midaraisa, but it's clear from the Poskim, from the Gemara itself, that it's an Issa Deraisa. We learn it out from the Pasuk, as we saw last week, Ki Yisischa Achicha Ben Imecha. There's an Issa Yichud with an Erva. It doesn't matter how old she is or how young. Shadova Zegorim Legalis Erva. Chutzmi Ha'emim Benova Ha'av Imbitoi. That's really as far as we got last week. There's an exception. The Torah itself makes an exception for a mother. We learned that from the Pasuk, Ben Imecha, that a son with a mother can be misyached. And likewise, a father with a daughter. That the Gemara doesn't say explicitly. The Pasuk doesn't say explicitly. But the Rishonim say that we learned that from an analogy to a mother. If a son can be misyached with a mother, a father can likewise be misyached with a daughter, since it's basically the same relationship. So those are the only two exceptions for which, the only two relations for which the Shulchan Aruch itself makes an exception. We saw last week that there's a machlokes in the Gemara between Rav Asi and the Stam Mishnah, whether there's also an exception for a sister. The Mishnah only mentions a mother and a daughter. Rav Asi extends that to a sister. And the Gemara points out that it's really a machlokes tanoim, and a machlokes rishonim had a paskin. The Shulchan Aruch apparently, along with the Rambam, they don't bring the heter. They apparently hold the yichud with the sister is asur. On the other hand, the Rosh and the Ran and the Goin paskin like Rav Asi, the yichud with the sister is mutter, and the minhag is to be mekel like that shita and to allow yichud with the sister. We saw also last week that there's a further machlokes among the yachronim. And really, it could be found already in the Lashonis HaRishonim that regard to other blood relatives. In other words, the Gemara talks about a sister. What about an aunt and a niece? So that's already a machlokes if that heter applies or not. Machlokes had a paskin. And until contemporary poskim, some contemporary poskim were more makel about blood relatives and allow all blood relatives, aunts, nieces, and sisters. Moshe Feinstein, I believe, is makel in that way. And other poskim are more machmir, since we don't have a clear hachra in the Rishonim.
About first cousin?
So that's certainly also.
Certainly
also. Yeah. It could also be an aunt or a niece. Immediate relatives.
Or uncle and nephew, of course.
Well, uncle and a nephew is two men.
An uncle or a nephew, with a
niece.
An uncle with a niece.
Right, so I said an aunt or a niece. An aunt or a niece. An aunt with a nephew and an uncle with a niece. That's a shail. I think it's not kedai to be mekel, since it's already a double machlokes. We're talking about it fundamentally in the Issa Deraisa, and you have here a double machlokes. You have a machlokes number one about a sister, machlokes rishonim about a sister, and even if we allow a sister, there's a further machlokes if we could allow other blood relatives. Maybe a niece is more kal than an aunt, because a niece might only be the rabbanon, because she's really a pnuya. A niece is not a niece, not an erva. She's just you're allowed to marry a niece. So it's just she might be married, of course. Also, she's most likely a nida. We'll talk about a nida in a minute. So I'm not sure that really is a factor. So I would think it's not kedai to be misyached with an aunt or a niece. But a sister, certainly the minig is to be mekel. That's as far as we got last week. The next heter is habal im ishtoi nido. A husband with his wife, when she is a nida, so she's also an erva. So I might think that should be an erva. There should be an issa yichud. A husband and a wife should not be allowed to have yichud together when she's a nida. So the Gemara tells us, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that is mutter, with an exception. V'chosin shepirse ishto nido kodim shivoil osu liyizyachad yima elahi yashena ben ha'anoshim v'hu yoshin ben ha'anoshim. An exception is if it's a chosin, a bridegroom, and a kala, who never had bia together, so the etzara is much stronger. And therefore, if a kala becomes a nido, she's a nido at the time of the chuppah, or she became a nido before they were able to consummate the marriage, then there's an issa yichud between the chosin and the kala. They're not allowed to have yichud together, and therefore they have to arrange that there should be a shomrim in the house, and the minhag is to take a little boy and a little girl, and in that way to ensure that they're not alone together. That goes halachas of a chosin. We're not going to get into that's a separate issue, but we're going to gloss over that right now. A kapanim, a husband and a wife, when it's not a chosin case, are allowed to have yichud together. Why are they allowed to have yichud? Isn't it after all an erva? So this is a Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells a story that a certain min, an apikoyeris, came to Rav Kana and he said, you hold there's a concept of yichud, you're not allowed to be alone together with an erva. How is a husband allowed to be alone with his wife? It's eish b'na'iris, said this min. It's like fire in flax. It's very combustible. Husband and wife, after all, are on more intimate terms than a person ordinarily is with an erva who's not married to him. So if you don't allow yichud with other arayas, certainly you shouldn't allow yichud, a husband and a wife, together when they're also to each other. So Rav Kana answered him, the Torah said, Eibusab on us, that we're not choshud, the husband is not choshud, not suspect of being boil his wife when she's a nido. And he quoted a pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Suga Bashoy Shanim. She's fenced in with roses. In other words, the only fence is the mere fact that she says, I saw a tipas dam, there's no other barrier, and nonetheless, Klal Yisrael are suga bashashanim, this hedge of roses is enough to separate the husband and the wife, and the husband's not choshud, and therefore he's allowed to be misyached with his wife. That's the answer that the Gemara gave, and that's the halacha that we saw in Shulchan Aruch. The Rishonim ask, the Isser of Yichud is a deraisa. It's learned that from a pasuk in Chumash, Yosischa Achicha Ben Imecha, as we saw last week. This pasuk that Rav Asi quoted is a pasuk in Ksuvim, in Shir HaShirim. Ordinarily, we have a rule that a pasuk in Nevi'im and Ksuvim can't trump a pasuk in Chumash. You can't use a pasuk in Divrei Kabbalah, in Nevi'im and Ksuvim, to override an Isser deraisa. Chumash is paramount, it takes precedence over everything else. So how, asks Tosfos and the other Rishonim, how can this pasuk in Shir HaShirim of Suga B'Shoshanim override the Gzeres HaKosuv of Kiyosisko Achicha Ben Imecha that tells me that there's an Isser Yichud with all Arayis? So the Rishonim answer that this Suga B'Shoshanim is really an Asmachta. But even without the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, the Isser of Yichud with an Erva, even in the absence of the special pasuk of Suga B'Shoshanim, cannot extend to a husband with his wife. Because there are factors, there are extenuating factors, mitigating factors that exist in the case of a husband with Ishto Nito that don't exist in the case of other arayas. What are those mitigating factors? So the Rosh says that there's a mitigating factor because Yesh Lo Heter, she's going to become Mutter. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. The husband knows this is not forever, it's only for a week or two. And then she'll be mutter. So mainly the Yetzirah is not so strong. It's pitei besalai to a certain extent. He knows that this is not open-ended. Hashem can other arayis. This is forever. So the Torah forbade yichud with all arayis, a sister or whatever, the various arayis that the Torah talks about, except for Ben Imecha. Those are arayis that are forever. So the Torah forbade them. But we can't extrapolate from there to Ishtei Nido, because Ishtei Nido is more lenient, because yesh heteli suray, ultimately, this Isser is going to disappear. That's the answer that the Rosh gives. Rabbeinu Yonah gives two answers. Rabbeinu Yonah says that Ishtei Nido is more kal for two reasons. First of all, because yesh heteli suray, the same as the Rosh, the Isser is going to be come to an end. And also, says the Rabbeinu Yonah, there's also a factor that kvar boal, he was already boiled her in the past, so he slaked his Yetzirah, so to speak. So on either end, it's more kal. It's more kal in the past because kvar baal, he already had the opportunity, was boiler. And it's more kal in the future because yeshet li suray, it's going to become more lenient. It's not entirely clear in Rabbeinu Yonah. It's somewhat ambiguous. Does Rabbeinu Yonah mean that you need both of those factors together to create the heter, or does he mean that either one is enough to create the heter? In other words, we have a heter. A baal in ishtei nido. The husband's allowed to be alone with his wife when she's in nido. So Rabbeinu Yonah says two reasons. Because he was already boil, and because ultimately there'll be a heter in the future. Does he mean, so therefore either heter, either reason alone is enough, we have the luxury of having two reasons, or does he mean that you need both factors together? It was kvar boal, and it's going to be mutter in the future, together it creates a heter. So why is that? What's the nafkamina? So the nafkamina is, what about, this is a shayla, which is a question which Tachayim will talk about. We saw, we're going to see in Shulchan Aruch, that yichud with the pnuyah is only a derabbanon. Dovid HaMelech enacted a gzera derabbanon not to be misyached with the pnuyah. On a Torah level, on a deraisa level, yichud is only also with an erva. A pnuya is not an erva. So therefore, you're allowed to have yichud with the pnuya. What if the pnuya is a nida? And nowadays, most pnuyas are nidas if they're above the age of puberty, because they never go to the mikvah. A single girl never goes to the mikvah, so as soon as she has her first re'iyah of dam nida, she becomes a nida, and she stays that way until she becomes a kala. Time of the Gemara, even pnuyas would go to the mikvah, because they had to handle truma and tyrus. They were careful about the dinim of tumah v'tyra. So if a woman, even if she was single, after she was a nida, she would go to the mikvah in order to be able to handle tyrus. But this man has said, pnuyas never go to the mikvah, so there, the whole years of puberty, all the teenage years, till they become a kala, and a gutzashah, they're always nidus. So if a person has yichud with a single girl nowadays, is that an issa deraisa, or is it only an issa derabanan? Is that called yichud with a pnuya, or is it called yichud with an erba? This is a shayla that the place can talk about, and it's negated to many of the halachas in many cases where we have shaylas milchus yichud, machlokes and ambiguities. If it's an issa deraisa, we have to be more machmir, sheka deraisa lechumra. If it's only an issa derabanan, we could be more mekel. So that really depends on how to understand this Rabbeinu Yonah. Because in the case of a Pnuya Nida, the Kvar Baal you don't have. He would never boil this girl. But on the other hand, the Yesh Hetali Suroi, that you do have. She's not going to be a Nida forever. If she wanted to, she could go to the Mikvah. And the Yesh Nida. So we only have one of the factors without the other. So which one? So here it becomes important to know what Rabbeinu Yonah meant. But there is a proof from a Gemara. The Gemara talks about a case. Gemara in Sotah Daf Zayin. We'll talk about this Gemara later on as well. Gemara is the case of a husband whose wife was a Sotah. It means a case where the husband told his wife, don't be alone with a certain man, and she was alone with him, and now she has to go to the Beis HaMikdash, and she has to drink the Mayim HaMe'orim. And until that point, until she drinks, the din is that the husband is Osir to his wife. He's a Sotah. He's an Issa. So the husband takes his wife to the Beis HaMikdash. So there's a machlokes tanoim, if we trust the husband to take his wife alone, because they're going to be avichot together, or maybe they're not allowed to be mishyachet together, because they're also to each other. We have to send two talmidei chachomim to guard them on the way. So the we paskin like chachomim, that there is an iser yichud, the husband is not allowed to be alone with his wife. So the Gemara asks, why is it different than ishtei nido? A husband's married to a nido, he's allowed to be alone with her. So why over here is he not allowed to be alone with this Saita? So the Gemara answers, a regular Nida will be a Heter in the future, Yesh Heter L'Yisroi. The Saita might be also forever. So the Mela, there's an Isra Yichud. So here you see, you have Kvar Baal. The factor of Kvar Baal, that he was boiler in the past, you do have. What you're lacking is the factor of the future. And that alone is enough, says the Gemara, to create an Isra Yichud. So you see from here that one factor is not enough. You have to have both factors. You have to have both Kvar Baal and Yesh Heter L'Yisroi. And based on that, the conclusion is that a woman, a single girl who's a Nida, is also in Yichud Midaraisa. Not only the Rabbanon, that's what says Takin Shuvas Rivosh, and that's what the Paiskim Asumul Halacha. That even though the Shulchan Aruch says that Yichud with the Pnuya is only a Rabbanon, that's when she's not a Nida. But if she's a Nida, as the old Pnuyas nowadays are after the age of puberty, so then, unless she was widowed after menopause, but otherwise she's always a nida, and therefore it reverts to being even yichud with the pnuya becomes an issa deraisa. Let's go on. Sif Beis. Kishaira Maisa Amnon v'Tamar, when the episode of Amnon and Tamar, where Amnon raped Tamar, as we read in Sefer Shmuel, Gozer Dovru Beis Dino Yal Yichud Pnuya, so Dovru HaMelech. And it's based in Gezer that you shouldn't have yichud even with a pnuyo, even if she's not a nido, even though there's not really an erva, it's also to have yichud with a pnuyo. V'afal pi she'ein a erva, v'chlal yichud arayasi, v'derabon and it has a din of yichud. V'shamay v'hilul gozer al yichud oivdei kechomim. Shamay v'hilul gozer yichud even with a gozer, or a woman with a goy. So Mimela, after all of these extensions, nimso, any person who is misyached with the woman, who is also to him with yichud, meaning not his mother, not his daughter, not his wife, so ben Yisraelis, ben Avedis Kechobim, regardless of whether she's Jewish or not Jewish, makin eshneim makas mardus ha'ish v'yoisho, u'machrizin aleihem, we give them makas, not midaraisa, not makas not Malkus Midaraisa, even when you have Yichud with an Erev Midaraisa, it's not a lav. It's only an Isra Seh, perhaps. So, but nonetheless, Midarabonon, we give them both Malkus. They both get Malkus. Ha'ish v'ha'ishu. Says the Ramah, the daf could be a duish in the Siachadimu. Abalhi and an Emenesel of only if you know for sure. Bafil and Echad and Emen, you have to have two Edim. When we call Mokoim, Mokoim Shinir, the base of the equal Yilmei, because the Surah, Sarach, Lafrishin, all right, leave that alone. Chutz me'esh is Ish. Sha'afu pisha osu li Siachadimu, im ni Siachad ein loikin, shle lehoitzi aleha laaz, shezinso v'nimtsa meitzin laaz al-boneo she'im amzerim. If she's married, we don't give her Malkus in order that people not think that there was real snus, and there'll be mighty lads that the children are mamzer. And right, nowadays this is sort of a dead letter. We don't give makas mardus nowadays, so it's more theoretical than otherwise. I want to go on to Sif Gimel and Sif Hay. Those are really the two sifim that I want to talk about tonight. Kol isha she'osu is yachad imo. Any woman with whom it is also to have yichud, meaning a married woman, an erva, all of these cases that we talked about. Im hoysa ishtoi imoi, if his wife, if the man's wife is together with him in the same room, then it becomes mutter, because his wife will keep him out of trouble. No, it is yichud, because we'll see later on, one man with two women is yichud. But here, with one of those two women is, or even three women, we pass, one man with 10 women is yichud. But if one of the women is his wife, so then she becomes she's like the mashkiach, and she's the apotropos, and she will keep a careful eye on him that nothing should happen. This heter of ishtoi imoy doesn't apply to a guy. By a guy, it's usher even if it is ishtoi, even if his wife is with him. In other words, a woman cannot be misyachad with a guy, even if his wife is there. The heter of ishtoi imoy does not apply to a goy. This is based on the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that it's also for a Jewish woman to be misyachad with a goy. So the Gemara asks, what's the chiddush? It's also to be misyachad even with a Jew, certainly with a goy. So the Gemara answers, not only with a goy. Why would the Mishnah single out with a goy? It's true even of a Jew. So the Gemara says, well, maybe he's talking about two men. So two men by a Jew is mutter. If you have two Jewish men, it's mutter. With a guy, it would be also. Maybe that's what the Mishnah means. So the Gemara says, no, that's not sufficient, because even by a Jew, the halacha is, as we'll see later on, that if the two men are prutzim, they're not careful in their observance of halacha, then it's also to be misyachar even with two Jewish men. So therefore, the Mishnah wouldn't have to say, the Mishnah still doesn't need to say, that it's also to have yichud with two goyish men, because it's also to have yichud even with two Jewish men who behave like goyim. Allah has kama v'kama with two goyim. So the Gemara answers, rather, that the Mishnah is telling me that it's also to have yichud with a goy, even if it's ishtoi imoy. Ishtoi imoy by a Jew is mutter, even if he's a porus. And that's one of the things you see from that Gemara, even if he's a porus, even if he's not prum, as long as it's ishtoi imoy, it's mutter to have yichud. But with a guy, it's also to have yichud, even if it's ishtoi imoy. And the Rambam writes, because ein lehem boishes, he's not embarrassed by goyim, they have a loose lifestyle, they may have a loose lifestyle, he's not ashamed, not embarrassed to be mezan in front of his wife, and she doesn't watch him, she doesn't care so much necessarily, not in every case, but it's possible, and therefore, ishtoi imoy is not a heter. So that's halacha gimel, sif gimel. So here we have a new halacha of ishtoi imoy, that ishtoi imoy is matir isurei yichud. The Rambam is mashma that there's two reasons for this heter. Now, what's the mechanism of ishtoi imoy? So the Rambam is mashma that it's a double mechanism. Number one, his wife doesn't want him to be mezana, so she'll stop him. And number two, he's embarrassed from his wife. He's ashamed to be mezana in front of his wife. The Rambam doesn't really spell it out, but when the Rambam talks about a goy, and why by a goy you don't have the heter of ishtoi imoy, so the Rambam says, because by a goy, his wife doesn't keep him out of trouble, and secondly, he's not embarrassed in front of his wife. So you see, the implication is that by a Jew, the heter is based on these two factors, that A, he's misbayish, and B, the wife puts her foot down and doesn't let anything happen. So that's Sif Gimel. Sif Dalet we'll leave alone for the time being. Let's go on to Sif Hay. Leitis yachad isha achas afilu im anoshim harbe. A woman cannot be alone, even with many men. This is the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch. that one woman with many men, according to the Shulchan Aruch, we'll see later on the Ramah, but according to the Mechaber, one woman with many men is Asur. Ad shetehei ishtoi shel echad mehem shom, unless one of those men has his wife with him, so that man is now not a player, he's like put out of action, and mele he becomes the apotropos for everybody else. Bechein lo yis yachad ish echad afilu enoshim harbe. Likewise, one man is not allowed to be alone with many women. So you're not allowed to have one man with many women, you're not allowed to have one woman with many men. All you're allowed to have is many men with many women, which we'll see later on. That's the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch. Comes along the Ramah and he says, Hagav v'yesh oimrim. Others disagree, and they're more meikel. And they say, V'isha achas misyachedes im shnei anoshim ksherim im hubayir. That one woman is allowed to be alone with two men who are kosher, meaning men who are, we assume that they're careful about halacha, if it's in the city. We'll see later on about going out of the city has other halachas. V'stam anoshim ksherim im, and men are normally assumed, unless we know otherwise, to be kosher. Avalim heim putzim, if the men are putzim, if they're not careful about halacha, or if they're not careful about, certainly if they're not careful about arayis, then afilu im asorah osur, then the Ramah concedes to the Shulchan Aruch that one woman, even with 10 men, becomes osur. So we have here a machlokes. The Mechaber, and this is the sheet of the Rambam, paskins, that it's symmetrical. One woman is osur even with 10 men, one man is osur even with 10 women. And the Ramah says, no, it's not the same. One man with 2 women is always asur, or 3 women, or 4 women, even 10 women. But one woman with 2 men depends on the men. If they're ksherim, it's mutter. If they're putzim, it's asur. And that's how we pass it. So what is this all based on? So this is based on a Gemara, which we really need to see inside. It's a very important Gemara. We're going to be busy with this. So we're going to throw that to Shaila. What if you have one man who's kosher and one man who's parts? Echad kosher and echad parts. So that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that there's some machlokes. The mashal is matir, the Beis Meir asks. We're going to talk about that as well. The ma'isa you could be presumed to be mekel, rely on the mashal that if one is a parts and one is a kosher, that would still be okay. We'll see. Let's see the Gemara. The Gemara is on that pay on the base. The Mishnah in Peyomid Beis says, Lo yisyachad onim im shtei noshim, aval isha achas misyachedes im shnei anoshim. So the Mishnah is like the Ramah, that one man is not allowed to be alone with 2 women, but one woman is allowed to be alone with 2 men. So the Gemara asks, my time, what's the reason for that difference? Because noshim are daitan kalois, and therefore one man with 2 women is more likely to result in an avera. One woman with 2 men is less likely to result in an avera. They say. So now comes the Gemara later on. Look at the bottom of the Omer by the 2 dots. The Gemara says, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav. Loishanu ela b'ksherim. This heter of one woman with 2 men, is only if the men are kosher. They're not kosher than arayas. Aval b'prutzim, if the men are prutzim, then Chaznish writes that if they're not from, then it's ogaret, they have a din of prutzim. But prutzim here in this context means that they're not careful in halacha, or they're not careful about dine erva. So then afilu b'yasora namiloy. Even 10 people, if they're putzim, is also. Havi Maisil, it was once a story, that 10 men took a woman out of town in a mito. Rashi says they put her in a coffin, that people think she's dead, they snuck her out of town, and they were all mezana with her. Amar Rav Yosef, Teida. Says Rav Yosef, Teida, it's clear that this is also, if they're putzim. The Mechabri Be Asura Veganvi Kishura. 10 men get together and they steal a beam. In other words, a ganav is not afraid. You have some nice gangs of ganavim who want to steal something heavy. So they get 10 ganavim together and they all carry off. They pick up the beam and they carry it off. You see, they're not embarrassed of each other, from each other. So you see that Ganovim are not embarrassed from each other. So Putzim are not embarrassed to be Mizam in front of each other. In other words, what the Gemara is saying, the heter of Isha Achas with Shnei Anoshim is based on the consideration that even though, what is Yichud based on? Talking about a man who's kosher, from man, from woman, so why is there an Issa Yichud? Because there's a Yetzahara. Yetzahara is Shailot, when a man and a woman are alone together, it's a matzah where there's a possibility for the Yetzahara. So in Meila we ask her. However, if they're Sheirim, if the men are Sheirim, so then we say that they're boish from each other, they're embarrassed from each other, even though there's a Yetzahara, but Bush is very strong, and a man is ordinarily embarrassed to be chayte or to be mezan in front of another man. But by putzim, you see that a ganav not afraid to steal in front of other ganavim. So likewise, putzim are not afraid, they're not embarrassed to be mezaneh in front of other putzim. So mele, the fact that there's two of them, or three of them, or even ten of them, is not a heter. And mele, if they're putzim, you can have a lot of men, it's not mutter. But if they're ksherim, so then there's a busha, and then it's mutter by several men. But by women, so then we say daitum kalos, which we'll talk about in a minute, lashon daitum kalos, and it becomes awesome. So now the Gemara says, I guess nitzan lechachamim to be mishar, like many halachas, it's nitzan lechachamim to be mishar. What's the condition where there is the yetzara, and what's the circumstance where there's not? Some archonim say that once you have more than one and one, it's only the rabbanon anyway. That also, there are archonim who say that once you go beyond one man and one woman, so b'chal it's the rabbanon. The issa yichud. So mele chachamim could say whatever they want. If they feel that this situation is safe, so then it's mutter. So now the Gemara is a story. Let's skip a little bit. The Gemara says, let's go on to Pe'alef Amud Aleph. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down. The Gemara tells a story. So now, so far from what we've seen in the Gemara so far, it sounds like the Ramah. That one man with many women is Asher, one woman with many men is Mutter, as long as the men are Sheir, which is what the Ramah paskin. So why did the Mechaber, why did the Shulchan Aruch paskin that one woman with many men is Asher? So that's based on this next Gemara. Rav and Rabbi Yehuda havika azli beurcha. Rav and Rabbi Yehuda were traveling together. Havika ozli usu kamayu. And on the road, they met up with a certain woman. So now you have a situation of one woman with two men. Omale Rav le Rabbi Yehuda. So Rav said to Rabbi Yehuda, dal karech mekami gehenim. We have to get out of here quickly. This is a situation of Gehenna. It's a situation of Yichud. It's a situation of Issa. So we have to put your foot on the gas pedal. We have to separate. We have to distance ourselves from this woman. On the road. It says on the road. On the lay, you know, not on the street. The street's not Yichud. It was a road where there was nobody else. They were the only two that was in the middle of nowhere. And that's Yichud, yeah. If it's a road where people don't go, then it's Yichud. If it's not a road that people travel on a regular basis, then it becomes Yichud. It's not Route 17. You have a road, a place you're on the road from Iraq to Israel or something, and there's nobody there for, you know, wherever you look, there's nobody there. Maybe nobody will come for...
This summer,
a lonely road where you don't expect anybody is Yichud. An untraveled road. A road where you don't expect people. They say 10 minutes or whatever. If you don't expect people on a regular basis, then it has a din of Yichud. So Amalei, so Rabbi Yehuda said to Rav, what are you talking about? Didn't you say that there's a difference between Ksheirim and Putzim? You yourself said that there's a difference between Ksheirim and Putzim, that if you have two Ksheirim, it's mutter to have Yichud with the woman. It's only by Putzim that it's Osir. So why are you telling me, Dal Karach Mekami Gehenim? Amalei, so Rav said back to him, who says that ksherim means like you and me? Maybe we don't qualify as ksherim. So who does? Maybe it means like Avchanina bar Papi v'chaverov. The Gemara tells about them elsewhere that a certain dvar avera came their way and they withstood the temptation. So they were tried and true people who we know were able to withstand the Yetzer Barayas. But you and me, who never had such an episode, we don't have those credentials. Who says that we qualify as being Sheirim? And therefore we can't be Mitzyachad, even though there are two of us and one of her. So there's now the Rishonim have a shaila how seriously to take this Gemara. In other words, the Rambam took this Gemara at face value, and the Rambam understands the Gemara to be saying that Ksherim has to be super Ksherim. Rav and Rav Yehuda is nochnisht, not good enough. You need Rav Chanina bar Papa b'chaverov. So already, that's a dead letter. So maybe the Rambam, when he passes the halachas of Yichud, he says Tam, that it's also to have Yichud, even two men and one woman. Because if Rav and Rav Yehuda are not Ksherim, who today can we say about the Tech Ksherim? So maybe the whole din of Ksherim is Hilchus al Mashicha, when you have Rav Pinchas ben Yor b'chaverov, Chanina bar Papa b'chaverov rather, then they can have then you can have Ksherim. Halacha l'maisa, there's no such thing as Ksherim. Everybody's a Parot. According to the Rambam, everybody we have to assume is a Parot and has the Halacha Putzim, and it's also to have Yichud. And that's why the Rambam paskins and the Shulchan Aruch following the Rambam paskins, as we saw, that it's also to have Yichud even one woman with many men, because all men are assumed to be Putzim. And therefore there's no difference according to the Rambam, one man and two and many women, one woman and many men. The Ran, on the other hand, and the Rosh, they're not so fazed by this Gemara. They say, well, Rav, this was Psamidus Chasidus, that he was, al tamin ba'atzmacha, he never felt himself to be really, he didn't have, like they say, by Yisrael Salanta, that he told people they shouldn't be Mechal Shabbos for him, because he's a Rosh, you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for a Rosh. So they sent a telegram to Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, and Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan said, don't worry about it, you could be Mechal Shabbos for Rabbi Yisrael Salanta. You don't have to get so. What a person says about himself, what a tzaddik says about himself, but he's not an emun, we don't have to be so. We don't have to take that. We don't have to take that seriously. And therefore, the Ran and the Rosh say that despite this story, pshat remains that stam anoshim aksherim. We can assume that from Jews, ordinarily speaking, are aksherim, unless we know otherwise. And therefore, they allow in the Ramah, and that's the halacha according for Ashkenazim, we allow yichud of one man, one woman and several men, as long as the men are ksherim. Svardim passing like the Rambam. And therefore for Svardim, the lochatak is that one woman with two men are also to have yichud. But for Ashkenazim, we follow the Ramah, the Rosh, and the Ran, and we draw a distinction between ksherim and between putzim. We see in this Gemara, in any event, that there's a difference between men and women. We always knew there's a difference between men and women, but here we see one more difference, that by men, at least if they're ksherim, so we can allow yichud. Several men together is not yichud. By women, because noshim daitan kalos, so even several women is not even two women is not yichud. Yeah. Now, of course, according to the Rambam, these men have to be Rav Chanina bar Papa v'chaverov. So there's no rebbetzin Chanina bar Papa v'chaverov. So it's not really so much a sinagia. But the way we have the halacha, so we have here a difference between men and women. Noshim daitan kalos. That what? What was the Yeshayimim? Yeah, we'll see. Yesh Echadim Noshim Habe. Now we'll see that Rashi. We don't pass in that way, but we'll see that in a second. What does this mean? Noshim Daitan Kalas. What? I'm not going to the metaphysics of Noshim Daitan Kalas or the apologetics of Noshim Daitan Kalas. I just want to know, in Pshat in the Gemara, what is Noshim Daitan Kalas? What does it do? What does it precipitate? Why does that create an Issa Yichud? So this is really a machlokes rishonim that has major repercussions for the halachas of Yichud in halacha l'maisa as well. If you take a look at Rashi at the very beginning of the Gemara in Pei Amud Beis, Daitun Kala Aleyen, so Rashi says that it means Ushteim Noichos Lihispatos. They're both able to be seduced.
Both women.
In Rashi itself, it's not so mafurish. Oh, yeah, the Rashi in the Gemara is not so mafurish. If you look at Rashi back in the Mishnah, he spells that even more. The Rashi at the very beginning of the Mishnah, Mishtei Noshim. So Rashi says, "Nei shadaitan kala, ustei noiches lihispatos." They can both be seduced. And therefore one is not afraid of the other, meaning one is not afraid that the other one will carry the tail, Sha'afi ta'aseh kamoisa, because the other one will also be mezana. And if they'll both be mezana, so no one's going to spread the story because they're both complicit in what happened. So each one has, they share a secret, so nobody's going to reveal the secret if they're participants in the crime. So Rashi learned that Noshim Daitan Kalis means that they will be mezana together. They won't be mizbayish one from the other. It's by men, if they're ksherim, we assume that one is bayish from the other. So they won't, one will never be mezana, even though there's a yetzahara to be mezana, but when one is in front of the other, so they have a busha, they're embarrassed one from the other. But Noshim, the Metzias is, according to Rashi's understanding of the Gemara, that busha is less of a factor, and it's possible, there's a natural resistance, but if that resistance is overcome, if they're mispata, so then it's possible they won't be misbiased one from the other. Since they won't be misbiased one from the other, they'll both be mizana. Since they'll both be mizana, so then it becomes, they'll both cover up. And there'll be a cover up, and therefore they're not afraid. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. I'll tell you my story, though. I'll tell you a story. Somebody asked me, a Shiloh, that his wife went to one of these exercise groups, you know, one of these gyms where they have exercise. And so usually the instructor, the woman who leads this aerobics class, is a woman. So all the women, they're in the gashkes, and they're doing the exercise, and the woman is leading the class. Fine, they're fine. So she went once to the class, and she saw that the instructor was a man. So she didn't go. She didn't go in. But when the class was finished, she saw a whole troop of frum ladies filed out. So her husband came and asked me, what's the din? So I told him it's asa. So afterwards I was thinking about it. I don't believe that it will be a faketa situation of 10 frum men with a woman, that all of the men would be like a herd mentality, they would all go along. Somebody would scream, shake it, they would... This mentality that one does it, the other one does it, so they all get swept. Each one assumes it's okay because the other one's doing it. That's Noshim, that's the issue of, I think, part of the idea of Noshim Daitan Kalis, I think. Anyway, we don't have any women here, so I can get away with saying that. And maybe I should, we're taping it actually, maybe it's actually good. In any event, Rashi, you're right. It doesn't say Busha, but Rashi says that it starts with, they'll both be mispata.
One will, the other will follow the herd.
Right, okay. And therefore there's no Yira. So apparently by men, that won't happen.
They won't follow the herd.
Right. Although the Rishonim talk about Busha. Maybe it's not exactly Busha. Chor is Busha. That's the difference. That's what the Gemara says. It's the difference between Sheirim and Prutzim. That Prutzim are loy mitzvah me'adodi. You see, they steal together. They do averes together. So they're not ashamed from each other. But Sheirim, the Gemara says, are apparently mitzvah me'adodi. They're boys from each other. By women, we say, daitim kalois, and they'll both be mispata. And once they're both mispata, so they know they're not boys from each other, they'll both be mispata. Whatever, the herd, how do we explain it? Once you get past the hurdle, they'll both be mezana. The point is, according to Rashi, that it's based on the fact that they'll both be mezana, and meila, they're not afraid of each other. That's how Rashi learns. The Ritva disagrees. And the Ritva says, Noshim daitim kalois does not mean that they'll both be mezana. Could be they won't both be mezana. Thus, daitim kalois, says the Ritva, means that they're daitim kalois, that they're easily convinced to cover up for each other. They stick together, maybe. The one woman, even if they're not both mezana, but each one will cover up for the other. By men, it's not the way. Men, they're competitive. They don't cover up for each other so much. But the women, they'll cover up for each other. That's how the Ritva learns daitim kalois. And the truth is, Rashi and the Ritva Chayra are l'shitosam. The Gemara itself talked about one man and two women, or one woman and two men, twos. What about one man and three women, or one man and 10 women? So that's the Machlokes Rishonim. Rashi holds that one man with three women is mutter. This is only two women, but three women is mutter. That's the Yeshayimim that the Rambam wrote at the end. The Yeshayimim. That one man with three women is okay. It's based on a Mishnah. The Mishnah says later on, we'll talk about it also, Mr. Shem, in the future. The Mishnah says, Kol she'itzkoi im hanoshim, a person whose profession brings him into constant contact with women, so lo yisyached imoim, he's not allowed to be misyached with a woman. So the obvious question is, Nobody's allowed to be misyachad with a woman. So why does the Mishnah single out a person whose profession is to deal with women? So some Mishnayim learn it means even. Even a fellow who is a professional, I don't know, he's a wig maker or something. So he's old, or he sells jewelry or whatever. So I would think that he's, maybe for him it's okay. He's like, you know, it's professional. He's tired with malachta. He's business. Yeah, it's business. So the Mishnah says, no, there's no hetter yichud. Don't think that there's a hetter yichud just because it's his job. But other Rishonim learned that it's telling me a chumrah. That even in conditions where it would ordinarily be mutter to have yichud, but if it's iskayim anoshim, it becomes osir. Now what are those conditions? So there are different Rishonim give different explanations. Rabbeinu Tam, for example, says it means ishtayimai. That even though ordinarily it's the heter of ishtayimai, but if he's iskayim anoshim, so then he loses the heter of iskayim anoshim. Other Rishonim say it means two. Two is ordinarily a heter. But if it's Iskayim Anoshim, he loses the heter of two. Rashi learns that it's talking about a case of one man with three women. Excuse me, it's talking about a case of one man with three women. And even though one man with three women is normally mutter, that's Rashi Shita, one man with three women is mutter, but if it's Iskayim Anoshim, so then one man with three women becomes usher, because the women won't want to be megala what he did, because they want to keep him in business, because they have a business relationship with him, so therefore one man with three women becomes usher. So based on that, Rashi, Iskayim Anoshim, we'll talk about later on, but Al Kaponim, you see that Rashi Shita is that ordinarily, if he's not Iskayim Anoshim, one man with three women is mutter. The issue is only one man with two women, but three women becomes mutter. So what's the logic? So the Ritva explains, the Rosh rather explains, that the logic, the Pshat in Rashi is, that Rashi holds that one man with two women, so shtei and noiches lihispatis, will seduce them both, be mezana with them both, so mele they'll cover up, and that's why it's also. But three women, what is he, Superman? How many women can he be mezana with already? So it's not shy, three women, he can't be mezana with three women. So mele, there's always one woman who is left out, so she'll go and she'll be megala the side, so therefore the yichud is mutter. That's Rashi. So the Ritva disagrees. And he says, so what is the difference? So he's not mezana with all of them. So what? Zaitim kalas means that they'll cover up for each other. So here you see that this is exactly the machlokes, Rashi and the Ritva l'shitosam. Rashi holds that zaitim kalas means they'll both be mezana. So Mela Rashi holds that's two, but three, four, five, it's kenizai. So Mela Rashi holds that it is, this is only if you have two women, they'll both be mispatas. And the Ritva says that's not the issue. It's not that they'll both be mispata. Only one will be mispata. Two, can't be mezana with 10 women. It means, but no, it doesn't matter. Daitim kalis, they'll be mechapa on each other, and mimela, that's the reason for this.
What about the well-known predilection that women talk a lot?
Yeah.
Isn't there a gemara that they give 9 things?
They have talked to other women, maybe. I don't know. Other women wouldn't be happy. You're right. But for this, Baptist, they don't talk.
This first woman taking
the
chair. She's so sure that the next one's
going to
be
fucking. Maybe she sees.
We don't take into consideration in all these matters that the yetzer hara for a man is stronger than for a woman.
Takes two. At least not here, maybe elsewhere, but in this particular context, we say that there'll be No, we don't assume that. In certain ways, we do. We say he's mefat to her. We're assuming that he's mefat to her. But nonetheless, in the daifin kam, in the issue of boishes, of being boish from each other, the way Rashi learns, according to Ritva, that's not the issue. According to Ritva, it's just that they mechap on each other. According to Rashi, the issue is that they'll be mezana together. So there's a major. So one of the things that comes out from this machlokes between Rashi and the Ritva is that according to Rashi, even if you have several women, and prutsim are tantamount to women in this context, whatever is true about women presumably is true about prutsim, because many women is also, many prutsim is also. Actually, according to Rashi, putzim are worse. 10 putzim is osur, but 3 women will be mutter. But the way we assume, 10 women is like 10 putzim. Anyway, be that as it may. What comes out here that is that according to Rashi, in order to have an Isser Yichud, everybody has to be a player. Meaning, everybody has to be involved in the Chet. As long as we're sure that there's one person who is not participating in the Chet, so then the Yichud is mutter. At least by women, and presumably by putzim, presumably it's always true. Now, as Rashi learns that Noshim Daitan Kalas begins with the fact that they're both mispata, and because they're both mispata, now they both share the guilt. They both share this secret, and therefore they're both going to cover up, and therefore they're not afraid of each other. But if I would know that one of these women is not a participant, I was guaranteed that one of these women is not a participant, then the other women would be afraid of her and yichud would be mutter. That's according to Rashi. According to the Ritva, it's not true. The Ritva learns that Noshim Daitan Kalas means exactly that, even though he's only mezana with one of the women, or maximum two of the women. You have all these other women with whom he was not mezana. It doesn't matter. Daitan Kalas means that they're mechap on each other. They'll cover up for each other, even though they weren't all involved in the chet. So according to Rashi, you see a major yisoid that if you have one person who we are guaranteed about, that she, in this case, but presumably he or she, it doesn't make a difference in this regard. If you have one person who we're guaranteed that person is not going to be mizana, then everybody else involved is afraid of that person, that person will spill the beans, and the Issa Yichud goes off. Whereas according to the Ritva, it's not true. If they're daitim kalois or if they're putzim, so we don't have, even if they're not participants, we still are afraid that there'll be mechape on the other participants and the Issa Yichud will remain. Now this really sheds light on an important machlekes between the Rambam and the Tur, which is Megei Lemais. Let's take a look at Sif Hei. We saw it before, let's take a closer look at it again. And Sif Hei is the language of the Rambam. Now remember, the Rambam holds that all men nowadays are putzim. You need a chanina bapapi to be a kosher, we don't have chair. So the Rambam shita is that everybody is becheskas putzim. In that regard, we don't pass them like the Rambam, but the issue that we're going to talk about will be applicable, as we'll see, to the way we paskin as well. But the Rambam is assuming that everybody is a part. So the Rambam says, "Loitisyachad isha achas afilu imanoshim harbe." One woman cannot be alone, even with many men. Ashetiyeh ishtoy shel echod mehem shom. Unless you have one wife there with her husband, the parots, so then it becomes ishtoy imoy, and now yichud becomes mutter. And likewise, the other way around, like the siachad ishechad afilu im noshim harbe. So the Rambam says the chiddush over here, which the Shulchan Aruch cites lahalacha, that if you have 10 men and they're all putzim, the Rambam holds everybody's apart. We could have a case where we know that they're putzim. You have 10 men, 10 putzim, and they're together with one woman. So that's the situation of yichud. That's the situation of yichud. Says the Rambam that if one of those putzim has his wife along with him, Mrs. Parutz, then the Issa Yichud goes away. Because the wife guarantees that Parutz will not be Mizana, and Melel is no Issa Yichud. That's how it says in the Rambam, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch quotes. It asks the Tur, what good does it do that one Parutz is out of action because his wife is there, but you have another 9 Putzim there who are going to be Mizana. So why does it help? You have Ishto Imai. So the Vilna Goyin explains. Bishayshev also basically says the Goyin makes it clear that the Rambam is based on Rashi, exactly just like you're saying that the Rambam holds like Rashi, that whenever you have one person who's not a participant, so everybody else is afraid of that person. That person doesn't share the secret. That person is going to talk. So you have one guy who's a parrot, so he's talking parrot, but his wife is watching him. When his wife is watching him, he behaves himself. So the Mela, he's not going to participate in the orgy. So what happens now? He's gonna tell. So everybody else is afraid of that guy who has his wife with him. So the Mela, it becomes respectable. He's the chaperone, and it's mutter. But the Tur holds apparently like the Ritva, that since he's a parrot, so a parrot is like Noshim Bait and Kalos, that they mechap on each other, so puts him also have a din that they mechap on each other. So this guy, he's not gonna, you could convince him to keep quiet. He's not a kanoi, he's not such a frugal guy, he's gonna run to Beis Din and tell them. He's a parrot, so he doesn't care. So Mimela, they're not afraid of this parrot, and it remains in this tiyichut. So the guy says, it mamish depends, the guy connects the Rambam to Rashi, but we can connect the rest of the dots, that the tour is like the ritva. So this machlokes between Rambam and Rashi is affects this machlokes between Rambam and between Rashi and the ritva that had in the same Noshim Bait and Kalos is reflected, says the Goyin, in the machlokes between the Rambam and the tour. If you have a lot of putzim, but one of them is Ishta Imoy, so he's not a player, does that take off the Isser of Yichud? Now this is again to other cases as well, which you have all the time. Let's say you have a case. Fellow is he's alone in the house with his mother, and his mother invites a friend to have a coffee clutch. So you have a man and two women, or even if she invites all of her friends, you have a man and 10 women. With the mice we pass them, one man and 10 women is also. But one of those women is his mother. She's not a player, because the man's not kosher to be medana with his mother. That's what Sif Aleph. So does the fact that she's not a player take off the Isser of Yichud? Because you have one person who's not involved, so now it's everybody else afraid that one person will be megala. So that pastor, or you have a man and a daughter, a man and a sister, if we're makel by a sister. The same case, it's analogous to the case of Ishto Imoy. You have one person who is not a, one woman in this case, who's not a participant, his mother, his daughter, his sister, whatever it is, but if it'll be his wife, it'll be Ishtay Mishamose, but it's not his wife, it's some other relative. Does that take off the Yisr of Yichud? So this is a major shayla that comes up all the time, L'maisa.
I thought Ishtay
Imo
is a unique case.
Right, Ishtay Imo is a unique case.
You don't have it by Ish.
Right, but here you have a case, what if it's Imo Imo? You have Ishtay Imo is works. But what if it's Imoy Imoy? His mother's with him, his daughter's with him. You have some other person with him who's not a participant. See, wife is a chiddush, a wife is a participant. But nonetheless, she's mishamrosli that she shouldn't participate with anybody else. But here you have a case of one woman who's not a participant, because it's his mother, his daughter, his sister. So she's out of the loop. So the fact that you have one woman there who's out of the loop, does she become a shomer for everybody else? So this is a shailah l'aloch all the time. It's a machlokes achronim had a paskin. And what emerges from what we've seen, as some achayim point out, is that it's really a machlokes between the Rambam and the Tur by this case of Ishtoi, by this case of Ishtoi Imoy. The Ma'aseh of the Poskim are, in these cases generally, are paskin lekula, and they paskin that it's mutter. I think partly because we saw that in the machlokes the Rambam and the Tur had the Shulchan Aruch paskin. By the case of one guy, one parrot who had his wife with him, with Mrs. Parrot's. How did the Shulchan Aruch paskin? That it's mutter like the Rambam. So you see that the Shulchan Aruch is mechir like the Rambam, that if you have one guy whose wife is there, so that takes off the Isra of Yichud. So by analogy, if you have a mother there, or a daughter there, or anybody else there who's not a participant, so Mimela, that takes off the Isra of Yichud. What? If you assume these cases that they're Rabbanan. But it could be also asked the Rabbanan. Now, this is Shaila. Maybe we'll go a couple of minutes over. We could have Mario over here. I want to finish the thought because we're going to have to. There's a major thing here that I want to bring up. What about the following case? So, what have we seen so far? We have a case in the Rambam that if you have one man, one parrot, but his Ishto Imoy, his wife is with him, so he's not going to fool around. So, that takes off the Yisra of Yichud. The Torah disagrees, but apparently we pass him like the Rambam. So, by analogy, we said, Pesach can say that if you have one woman who's also not a participant, his mother, his daughter, his sister, so the same thing, so nobody's afraid of her, they're all afraid of her, rather, she'll be Megala, so Mimela, it takes off the Yisra of Yichud. What about the following case? You know there's a din, we haven't seen it inside yet, but I'm sure many of you are familiar with the idea of Baal Ba'ir, that if a woman's husband is in town, so she's always afraid her husband's going to walk in the door at any minute, so it's mutter, that takes off in Yisra of Yichud. In other words, it's mutter, the din is, it's a halacha later on in Shulchan Aruch, that if you're allowed to be misyached with a married woman who is by Lubair, whose husband is in town. Because she's always in expectation that the husband will barge through the door. It doesn't work the other way around, by the way. There's a din of ishtay imay. There's no din of ishtay ba'ir. The fact that somebody's wife is in town is not a heter. The wife has to be there to keep a cold eye on the proceedings. But the other way around, the husband from a wife, so she's always nervous that the husband will walk in the door, and Mimela takes off the yisra of yichud.
If the husband is working first.
Yes, so we'll talk about it. When we come to the din of Baal Ba'ir, we'll see exactly how far does it go. What if she knows he's not coming home so fast? What if he doesn't know where she is? These are major issues in the Paiskin. But let's take a simple case. A case where it's Baal Ba'ir, husband's in town, he could walk in any minute. So this woman is not going to be tzmuta to have yichud with her. So what if you have the following case? You have one man with two women, or three, whatever. One of those women is Baal Ba'ir. So it'd be mutter us. You're already holding way by the head, by the terrace already. We haven't even set up the gossip. What should be? Pashtus, what should be? Pashtus, what should be?
But it doesn't necessarily help everybody else.
Okay. But David is right. It's exactly like the machlokes we talked about up to now. You have one person who's not a player, one person who's one man whose wife is with him, so he's not a player. Or you have a mother or a daughter. You have one person who's not a player, so everybody else is afraid that person will spill the beans. So the chayrut here should be the same thing. That if you have one woman who's a Baal Ba'ir, so mimela everybody's afraid of that one woman. She's not going to be mizanet. So mimela should be mutter. And there are places will say that it's taka mutter. Comes along a Meir Simcha, the Sameach, and he says it can't be mutter. It's awesome. He says it's muchach from the Rambam that we just read that it's awesome. What did the Rambam say? The Rambam set up a case. We'll daven here. We have a minute. We'll daven here. We'll go 5 minutes over. The Rambam set up a case where you have 10 men, prutzim, so, and they're with a woman, so it's a case of yichud. But one of those prutzim is ishto imo, his wife is with him. So his wife is with him, so now he's out of action. So they're all afraid of him, and it's mutter. Right? That's what it said in the Rambam. If the Rambam is mashma, that if that parutz would leave, you have a case. So you have 10 putzim, and one of the first parutz number 10 is there with his wife, and you have another woman over there, and now you have a case of yichud. So the Rambam says it's mutter because parutz number 10 is ishto imo. What happens if that one man, Parash number 10, goes to the bathroom? Or B'chali leaves, he goes away, or he was never there. But he's in town. He's around. He didn't go off to Chicago. He's around, but he's not in the room with the other 9 putzim. But his wife is. She's Baal Ba'ir. Right. You have 12 people in this room. It's a very big, but it's yichud. You have a lady, a single lady or whatever, and you have 9 putzim, and then you have a 10th parutz, and you have Mrs. Parutz. So the Rambam says it's mutter because the 10th parutz is ishto imoy. But it's mashma the Rambam that if that parutz would be across the street, it would be usur. Right? But his wife is still here. And his wife is Baal Ba'ir, because her husband's in town. So why does the Rambam have to say that it's mutter because this man, this 10th parutz is here, and it's ishto imoy? It should be mutter even if this 10th parutz is not exactly here. As long as he's in town, so it should be mutter because there's a woman here who's Baal Ba'ir. As a fact, that's what Meir Simcha asks. And there's another way to say it. Or I said similar things. The Rambam sets up 2 parallel cases. He says you have 10 putzim, 10 men, and they're all prutzim according to the Rambam, and one woman. It's usur, unless there's one man who's safe because it's ishto imoy. Then the Rambam turns around and says, if you have 10 women and one man, it's also usur. Right? 2 parallel, converse cases, mirror image of each other. By the women case, the Rambam doesn't say an exception, unless there's one woman who's Baal Ba'ir. Why didn't he say that? Just like the Rambam says that if you have 10 men, it's usur unless one man is taken out of action because it's ishto imoy. So when the Rambam says the other way around, if you have 10 women and one man, and it's also usur, so why did the Rambam say that that's usur only unless it's only usur? It's not usur if there's one woman who's ba'al ba'ir. The Rambam doesn't say that. It's really the same question in different terms.
One woman's husband is in
Galilee. Right. So just like the Rama says that if you have 10 men,
say that there's two women.
No. If you have 10 men with one woman, and then one, and the man has ishto imoy. So that the Rama says is mutter, because the man is watched by his wife. So that man becomes is out of the running, and everybody else is scared of him. So why did the Rama say the other way around too? If you have 10 women, the Rama says if you have 10 women and one man, it's usur. The Rambam there should also say it's only usur. It's not usur if one woman is taken out of action because it's ba'al ba'ir. The Rambam doesn't say that. Rabbi Simcha asks the question more elegantly. He says, in the very case of 10 men and one woman, why do you have to come on to the fact that the man is ishto imoy? Let's be master because his wife is ba'al ba'ir. And then we could let the man go out of the room. You have a husband and a wife. He's ishto imoy, she's ba'al ba'ir. So why does the Rambam say the heter is because he's ishto imoy? The Rambam should say the heter is because she's ba'al ba'ir. That would be a much bigger chiddush. He's ishto imoy only if his wife is in the room. She's ba'al ba'ir as long as he's in town. So instead of the Rambam saying the heter is because he's ishto imoy, the Rambam should say the heter is because she's ba'al ba'ir. That would be much less limiting. So says Rabbi Simcha, you see that ishto imoy doesn't help. One woman who's ishto imoy doesn't save all the other women. One man who's ishto imoy saves all the other men. But one woman who's ba'al ba'ir, that doesn't help. The shayla is, why not? It's exactly the same. The Rambam is based, as the Goyin explains, on the idea that if there's one person who's not participating, everybody's afraid of that person. So if one man is ishto imoy, he's not participating, they're afraid of him. So and we said the same thing by a mother or a daughter. So the same thing should be by ba'al ba'ir. So why isn't ba'al ba'ir also to create this heter? So I want to suggest an answer. That's why I gave out the sheets with the Rambam. We're going to go 2 minutes. You take a look at the Lashon of the Rambam. It's Mamish beautiful. The Rambam writes in Halacha Dalid, Kol Ish She'osu Lehis Yachad Imo. Halacha Dalid in the Rambam. Not in Shulchan Aruch. Kol Ish She'osu Lehis Yachad Imo Im Hoisei Ishtoi Imo Harezim Muteres Lehis Yachad Neshe Ishtoi Mishamosei. This is Halacha of Ishtoi Imo. It's in Halacha Dalid. That a man who's with his wife, he's allowed to have yichud because his wife keeps an eye on him. Then, much later on, in Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam writes, Eishes ish ha yabai l'b'ir eino chayshesh l'yichud. A woman whose husband is in town, it's mutter to have yichud with her, v'nei she'emas bai l'aleha, she's always afraid of her husband. Right, that we'll talk about when we learn those halachas. Likewise, whenever the door is open, there's no issue of yichud. There's several diyukim here in the Rama. Number one, why are these two halachas, separated by eight? There's eight halachas in the middle. These two, the Rambam is his organization. The Rambam was a master of organization. Every halacha is broken up logically into prakim. Every perek is broken up logically into themes. You have two halachas over here in Hilchos Yichud that are almost mirror images of each other. That a man is mutter if it's ishto imoy, and a woman is mutter if it's ba'al ba'ir. Rambam is almost exactly the same thing. The spouses keep an eye on each other. So I would think, if I was the Rambam, I would put these two halachas together in one halacha, that a man is mutter b'yichud if it's ishto imoy, and a woman is mutter b'yichud if it's ba'al ba'ir. Right, there's a little difference here. It's ba'ir, here's imoy. We know, men and women, not exactly the same. But these are basically very similar halachas. They should be together in the same halacha. Not only are they not in the same halacha, but one is at the beginning of the perek in halacha Dalet, when he talks about the various cases that are of heterim, of imoy, and bitoy, and so on. So he has the din of ishto imoy. And then later on, in Halacha Yud Beis, he has the din of ba'al ba'ir. Diyuk number one. Diyuk number two, when the Rambam talks about ishto imoy, so his language is, he says, muteres lehis yachad. It's mutter to have yichud. In Halacha Yud Beis, when she talks about ba'al ba'ir, He says, "Ein chayshishin mishum yichud." Different nuance. Ein chayshishin mishum yichud. You don't have to worry about yichud. Number three, you notice halacha yidbeis, the din of bail of ear, the Ram puts together, he puts it together in one halacha with a different din. With which din? Pesach pasuach. An open door. I think that what's clear in this Rambam is that the Rambam understands that the din of Ishtay Imoy is fundamentally different than the din of Baila Be'ir. Ishtay Imoy means his wife is there. That's a shmira. She keeps an eye on him, he won't be mezana. It's like Imoy, Bitoy. We're guaranteed he won't be mezana because it's Ishtay Imoy. So she washes him. She's the apotropos. She makes sure he's not mezana. That's Einay Osir. Muteres Lis Yachid. It's Yichud. But it's mutter because it's a shmira. Baila Ba'ir is not a shmira. The husband's not there. That's not a shmira by definition. If he's not there, it's not a shmira. The reason why it's mutter is because it's not yichud. Because it's tantamount to Pesach Pasuach. Just like by Pesach Pasuach is not a shmira. But the fact the door is open, people could see in, or the door is unlocked, we'll talk about later on. So that's not a situation of yichud. They're not alone. It's not that there's a shmira. They're just not alone. People could be mezana whenever they want. You know, you have two people that could always go and be mezana. But the Torah didn't ask that. The Torah asked it only when it's a situation of yichud. Pesach pasuach is not a situation of yichud. So mele, there's no shmira. There's no guarantee that they won't be mezana. They could go into another room and be mezana. There's no shmira. But it's not a situation of yichud. The Rambam understands that Baal HaBeir is not a shmira. He's not there. It's mutter because it's not yichud, since he can walk in at any minute, so as far as she's concerned, the door is open. They're not alone, because she's afraid the husband will walk in. That's not a shmira, it's just not yichud. So that doesn't go together. Halacha dalet is halachas of shmira. He has bito, imoy. So he has halacha that is muteres l'tzeh. It's yichud, but it's mutter because it's a shmira. Halacha yud beis is very different. It doesn't go together. It has to be all the way at the end. This is a case where it's not yichud. And it's together with Pesach Pasuach, because it's analogous to Pesach Pasuach, and he uses the same lashon of Ein Choshishin Mishum Yichud. It's not Yichud, there's nothing to worry about. It's not a situation of Yichud, but it's not a Shmira. We can't ask for it, because it's not Yichud, but there's no Shmira. So Mela, I want to suggest, the din, the Rambam's din, that if you have one person who's not a player, it takes off the Isra of Yichud, that's when you have a Shmira. You have a Shmira that he's Ishta Imoy, so he's out of the picture. Or even a mother, a daughter. So that's a shmira. We know there's not going to be a znus with them. So that's a shmira for everybody else. They're all afraid. Baal HaBeir is not a shmira. There's no guarantee that she won't be mezana. We can't ask her it because it's not a case of yichud. We don't ask her. If it's not a case of yichud, we don't ask her. But we have no guarantee that she won't be mezana. There's no shmira. Her husband's not here. So Mamelish, we can't ask her because with her there's no yichud. It's Baal HaBeir. She's afraid the husband will walk in. So she's not in this situation of yichud. But all the other women who are there, who are in a situation of yichud, so they're also in yichud. I shall watch them. They're not afraid of her because she's not. There's no shmira in her. There's no guarantee that she won't be mezana. So Mela, even though the Rambam holds that ishta imoy takes off the issur yichud, and I think by analogy it's taka sound to say that if you have a mother or a daughter, it also takes off the issur of yichud. But ishta imoy is not a shmira. It doesn't take off the issur of yichud. So this is a chiddush lahalacha, which I didn't find in Poskim, but I think if this is right, it comes out lahalacha that there's a major difference. That even if though we could be makel like the Shulchan Aruch, like the Rambam, like the Poskim generally are makel, even though it is a machlokes achronim, but the Poskim are generally makel, that if you have one person there who's not a player, it saves the situation for everybody else. So if one person who's ishtayimah, it saves the situation, or a mother, or a daughter, or even a sister in the minigas to be makel. But to be makel on the basis of Baal HaBeir, that already is very difficult to do. The whole source for being makel is the Rambam, and for the Rambam himself, it's muchuch that Baal HaBeir is not a shmira for everybody else. Okay, stop.